Funny, aren't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business. Getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that. What is it you want? Real estate.
The Don and Mike Show.
Christmas is not about being with people you like. It's about being with your family.
Merry f***ing Christmas.
There it is. From the Don and Mike Show.
Best Christmas song ever. Better than Mariah Carey. Better than your Bing Crosby. It's the best.
This was number one with a bullet, wasn't it?
Spectre song.
Hey.
Little Mike O'Mara, everybody.
Thank you very much. I'm here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and J-Yimin.
Oh, it's Santa time.
Yeah.
It's
Santa You'll remember time. That all day, won't you?
I will.
Yes.
Well, your mom said it to you.
I know she did.
And bless her.
Yeah.
Listen, Santa's not here.
Right.
So we got a number where we call Santa.
Okay. They tell us it's a hotline. That's what they say.
It's not going to be the same.
I'm not sure, you know, whether it is or it isn't.
All I know is we're getting that weird sound already.
Well, I have no idea why that is.
Call on the freaking North Pole.
Hello? That's better.
Much better.
Two. Okay, let me see.
Hopefully it'll work fine.
Two. Hang up. Hello, Robbie?
Just hang up. Bank one.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you for the help there, Robbie.
You calling the North Pole, Don?
Welcome to the Santa Claus Hotline. This is Santa. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Hi, Santa.
All the way up here at the North Pole. If you would like to hear Santa's special Christmas message, press 1. Boys and girls, it's Christmas time, and this is Santa Claus wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas.
This sucks.
Oh,
hey, we were supposed to get to talk to the real Santa Claus.
What to hear got? Santa's special recorded message for all the boys and girls, press 2. Boys and girls, this is Santa again, reminding all of you to be good to your mother and father and do what you're told and you'll get something wonderful for Christmas.
How do we talk to Santa Claus?
To hear a special live conversation with Santa Claus that has been pre-recorded, press 3. Hello, this is live Santa saying Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Ho, 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 ho. To speak live with Santa right now, one-on-one, press 4.
Oh, no.
Hello, Santa? Santa?
Hello?
Don and Mike Show, Santa. That's Claus.
Who?
Don and Mike Show.
I don't, I don't have time.
Hey, we have a contract, old man.
Hold on a second. Let me just get up for a second. I want to get off the couch. Jesus.
I'll tell you then.
It's the radio. It's the radio efforts.
Yeah, right. It's a contract, yeah. Fat man.
I
You got a contract with us, Chris. Hey, Black Peter. Kringle.
There we go. Okay. All right. I'm ready to go. What do you got? Who's this? Who am I? You got the Santa Claus on.
Chris. Chris.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I'm
Chris,
here. I'm
it's
here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no.
It's December 13th.
No.
Where the frig are you?
I'm not there. Yeah, you know where I am. I'm up at.
Where?
Do you know where you are, Santa?
The pole. I'm at home. I'm on my home.
No, you're not.
I'm in a hotel.
Are you with Asian hookers again?
I'm in a hotel, not currently. I chased them away.
Oh, no.
I'm so sad.
Oh, why are you sad, Santa?
This is the most depressing time of the year for me. All it is work, and then the big night, and I can't drink enough. I can't take enough drugs. I can't do enough heroin without. It's crushing me. The whole thing is crushing Don't you understand?
Hey, Santa?
Oh, my God. Is this
Chris?
Is this Bob or Tom?
Chris?
Huh?
Chris, it's Don and Mike.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Chris, hold on.
Of course.
Maybe I can snap you out of this
fight. All right, yeah.
Chris.
Yeah, I'm here.
How's business this year?
Oh, my God. Have I said this yet? Thank God for the internet. Thank God for the internet. Thank God for the internet. I swear to God, our sales are through the roof. Listen, don't buy any of this crap you hear from all the people on TV saying the economy's in the crapper. It is most definitely a big year up at the NP. We are seriously raking in the dough hand over fist. It's too good. But the problem is not the money, Don.
What's the problem, Santa?
The problem is my emotional well-being. My emotional well-being is in the toilet. Can I ask you some questions?
May I ask you one first?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Are you still mobbed up?
Of course I'm mobbed up. Why do you say it on the
every radio? Year don't we have this discussion?
Merry Christmas!
You gotta take the mob out of the operation.
Mob is not coming out of the operation. They don't go, Don. It's not like you hook up with these people and then they go voluntarily. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Santa Claus, did the mob or did the mob not cut off one of your fingers over a gambling debt?
Well, they reattached it. It doesn't move like the other ones, but it doesn't. When I wear the white gloves, you can't even tell. Right. Why do you insist? Jesus, why do you insist on bringing up the mafia?
Oh, hold on.
No. Did we lose the line?
That apparently was my fault.
I have no idea what happened there. We were having a nice conversation.
I don't have it. I have big Fred Flintstone fingers.
We'll have to call the hotline again and find out exactly what's going on.
My sincere apologies.
Kind of on the edge. I don't know what
happened with that.
Handle this hang-up.
I hope we don't have to go through that series of numbers.
That was a very, very strange thing. Well, I think he was making it up about the hotline, Rob.
Hold on.
Oh,
red hot.
Hey, I didn't mean to hang up on you, Chris.
Hey, how are you? All right, please, Don.
Sorry, Chris.
On the Afia May, I can't talk about that, okay?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Let's talk about good things like joy and goodwill towards men and presents under the tree and coming down the chimney, not things like mafia and chopping fingers off and all that. Let's talk about Santa's night last night, which was just about the best, the 11th day of Christmas or whatever the hell it was. I'd like to thank Suki and Yoko for providing Santa with a great deal of Christmas cheer.
Wow, Santa.
Oh, my God, it was fantastic. Have you ever gone around the world with two girls? Oh, my God.
How's that gout?
Oh, the gout is fine. They're not going to amputate like they were last year, but it's blue. It's blue like a blue Christmas light. The whole foot from the heel down to the end of the right toe is completely discolored, and the doctors tell me, well, they're elf doctors, so they're not normal doctors. They tell me that it's going to be fine and that I will not have use of the foot, but I'll be able to keep it on, so I'll be able to put on Santa's boot, his big black patent leather boot that he wears. Oh, what's that? Oh, it was surprise time. I don't remember eating corn. Wow.
Enjoy it a second time.
Isn't that nasty? How are you? Could you send me over some wine, Don, for Christmas?
Is it true?
Would you like to send Santa a present?
Chris?
Yeah, hold on. What?
Chris, were you at a party?
Yeah.
Did you slap a kid?
Look, the whole thing mushroomed out of control after that, what's his name, Billy Bob Thornton did that movie?
Yeah. Fred Claus.
I didn't slap.
Bad Santa.
I pinched his cheek. That's what I did. I pinched his cheek, and when I pinched his cheek, he screamed in terror because he's a little overfed, overpampered, self-esteem-laden little pussy, and he got totally out of whack, and they said, did you hit him? I said, I didn't hit him, and I'm out of here. I do not do that. If the kids are going to bitch me out, I'm not going to sit there and take the crap at this time of year.
Is he silly?
It's not going to happen. I'm Santa frickin' Claus. Do you understand who I am?
I know. Is the kid suing?
No. We settled, sort of. It's lifetime gifts. Lifetime gifts up to the age of 18. Yeah. Excuse me. Wow, that's Campbell's Chunky Soup, if you know what I mean. Yes, sir, Don!
May I ask you another business question?
Yes, go ahead.
How's things going with the Japs? How you doing with Nintendo this year?
They're fine. I've never had a problem with the Japanese. The problem, of course, is with the Chinese end of things, where the paint and all the other colors that they put on these. I tell them, listen, if you're going to save a penny on a little toy army man, you're not going to save a penny at the expense of giving some poor child that's out in Albuquerque in New Mexico brain damage. It's just not going to be good. You can't do that. Right. They don't understand. They haven't been at it long enough. They haven't been manufacturing my toys long enough. What they do is they exploit their workers to make cheaper products, but they don't understand, please, the finished product cannot be poisonous. You understand? You know where I'm coming from, right?
I know. You're a businessman, Chris.
Oh, my God. The problem was after my Labor Day fall. Blood came out of every opening I had.
Wow.
I was, it was amazing. They rushed me to the North Pole Medical Center. I was bleeding to death. It was a very difficult situation, and of course,
Didn't you pay $1,000 for 10 Percocet?
Well, it didn't get me halfway through the next day. It was so frustrating because right now I've got an under-the-skin pain monitor that helps me with my knees. Can I give you just a brief list? If you want to know how good your Santa Claus is, very quickly.
All right, sure.
Very quickly, if I may. Mm-hmm. This is Santa Claus from the bottom up, okay? I told you I've got the blue foot that's got the gout.
Gout, right.
And it's diabetes. I'm a diabetic. I've been a diabetic for 130, 140 years.
Whose fault is that? Who refuses to change his diet, Santa?
You live up in my climate, Buster Brown, and you try to not eat a high-fat diet, okay? You try not to eat caribou stew 6 nights a week. I'll tell you that.
All right, Beatty's boy.
Now, of course, I have two knee replacements, two hip replacements. I have and here's the big one that no one knows about. Wow. I, your Saint Nicholas, has an artificial eye. It moves, though, and the kids can't even tell.
Wow.
It's
gross.
Really wonderful.
That's gross.
And I also I have a transplant. Rob Spiewak writes, I had a transplant that was 60% successful. I actually have part, not the whole, but part of a reindeer liver.
Wow.
And I am doing great. I have two parts reindeer, one part baboon.
Oh.
And I could not feel better. And, of course, I am wearing the bag. You know, the bag. It's red. It's red, but it's not red because of blood. It's red.
Colostomy bag.
My colostomy bag. Have you had one yet?
No.
Have you had a colostomy yet? Oh, that's Regis Philbin. I listen to you on the internet all the time. I really do when I'm not surfing porn.
Hey, listen to this.
Yes.
Have you heard these tapes, Santa?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh, the Kid Toucher show.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Yeah, I watch that show all the time. Lock those guys up.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Hey, Santa, got a message for you from one of the kids.
You guys kill me. Yeah, let's hear it.
Here's a message from one of the kids.
All righty.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
You bleeped it. You bleeped it. You did that thing you do.
Yeah.
Well, you bleeped it, but he really said, well, how can I do it? I know how it works. Hey, it's raining outside. It's really wet.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, you guys kill me.
Oh, I swear to God.
When's the next time you're doing strip trivia?
We just did it last week.
Yeah, you missed
it. Oh, no. Are you kidding me? I must have been down in the warehouse making toys. I swear to God.
Come on, you liar. When's the last time you made a toy?
I don't make toys. Listen, I'd love to continue our conversation, but the Santa Man is starting to he's receiving the effects of a very, very large dose of some very quality heroin that he just put in his arm.
Santa, would you have a message for the little ones out there? I know you're kind of effed up, but...
Work it up.
What?
A message for the kids.
No,
come on.
No, you don't understand.
You have a contract, dude.
I just.
I don't care what you just shot in yourself.
You know how it works.
You have a contract.
All right. Oh, ho, ho, ho. For all the little kids, Santa Claus wants you to be good. How's that? Is that all right? Is that okay for you? Does that work for you, Donnie? Donnie, does that work for you? Are you feeling it, man?
You're an addict.
Oh,
man. Santa, you're an addict.
Feel like Christopher Moltisanto.
We have to have an intervention here.
Yeah, I don't want no intervention. I'm doing fine. I'm doing A-OK. You got nothing on me, man. I'm Santa. I'm the fat man. You take it up to the North Pole with me, and I'm delivering all the toys with all the pretty colors, all the lovely... Oh, Santa colors. Oh, hey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
You tell Omero I'll meet him at the Venetian on February 27. All right, you pass that date along to him?
I'll pass that along to Mike.
You going to JB's thing? I heard you were popping for it.
I got to pay for a table, yeah.
You got an extra large seat for yours truly?
Yeah.
I will not wear black tie. I will not wear black tie. I will wear a Hawaiian shirt.
I love your Santa Hawaiian shirt.
That's all I wear after the big day. You got that right. Burbank still believe in no God?
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't getting nothing this year. Nothing his wife don't buy him. That's for sure. You know, my Santa grammar's gone real bad over the years. Yeah, that Burbank ain't got nothing on me. I got no time for that crap. I got no Santa don't play that way.
I don't even have an opinion.
Pulp Fiction! My favorite movie. Hey, honey bunny. Oh, that is a great movie.
Prank call, prank call, prank call.
Zed is dead. Zed is dead. F that noise.
Well, Santa, it's been great talking to you.
It's always a slice of heaven, Don. You know I love talking to this radio show more than any other one. And
you're
I
a
am
big liar.
Relax right now. I really enjoy this. I want to say I appreciate what you're doing for the Grease Man. Listen, I got a roll. You be good.
Bye, Chris.
You be good. We'll see you on the big night.
Okay, bye, Chris.
Bye. Well, I'm glad that's over. Oh,
forever.
Just a couple of guys from D.C. Just a couple of guys from D.C. Both of them real pricks. Don't like them at all. Listen, would you do me a favor? I got a problem with my prostate. Can you help a brother out? Yeah, the applicator's on the table. Thank you. Yeah, right there. Right there. Attaboy.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Hot damn tamale. Oh, you got it.
That's it.
Wow.
A visit from St. Nick. My goodness.
He had some elf giving him some sort of injection.
I distinctly heard an elf in the background.
Yeah.
It's highly disturbing.
Sure was.
I think he's better than last year.
He sounded like he was in and out of being good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what he's up to.
Amazing
Hi, everybody.
Cat.
This is the news.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Oh, it's time for the news.
Yes.
And you know what it's time for? It's time for...
Oh! Giving away money.
Yeah. A $1,000 winner.
Good stuff.
Cool. Won't even make it hard for you. Call number 100. That's it. $1,000 right now.
I gave him $1,000.
Would that make your Christmas, huh? Imagine what you could do with that. Uh-huh. You could buy 1/5 of a table at the James Brown, whatever the goddamn charity is thing.
Yes, it's for Special Olympics, Don. It's all for a very good cause.
I'm all about that, Mike.
I know you are.
Phone number 877-365. It's tax deductible, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome.
Then I'm there.
Welcome.
877-365.
Welcome.
Welcome to the JB Awards.
Oh, no.
Hi, I'm Don. This is my friend Mike.
Hello.
Say, young man, can you do any impressions?
And guess who else is here? Jimmy Stewart. Well, I'm Jimmy Stewart. I'm showing you how to cut apples.
That's right, son.
But we digress, don't we?
Call now. All right, listen to you animals. Here we go, $1,000. That'll make your Christmas. 877-365-3636. And for God's sakes, please try to work it up a little bit. If you're the winner...
Yes, that's a serious amount of money, and we want a serious reaction.
If you're the winner, please, you know, get hard. Buzz?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
All right, $1,000 winner. News coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.